I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. And by now you're realizing there is no Marissa Norcross today, because this is the first podcast without my co-host Marissa, who is at home with her lovely daughters. She had a daughter at home and brought a new daughter home a few weeks back. So Marissa will be out for a few weeks. We miss her. So Marissa, as you're listening to this, we really miss you here, and we can't wait for you to get back. But I am pleased to say that I'm joined by a good friend and a coaching client of mine, Brian Butler. Brian, welcome.
It's great to be here in her seat.
In her seat, yeah. And so we're actually...
It's an honor.
Oh, I'm sure she will take that as a compliment from you. This is actually a new location for us. So we were going to be back in our old Studio 7, which was an office that was a storage room.
The closet.
But we found out that there's a class next door, and we were afraid they'd be too loud. So now we moved into another new office. So I guess we'll call this Studio 8, whatever. It still is.
Yeah, it's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade. There's actually a window we can see out into the offices, and people can see us. So hopefully they'll be a little bit quieter today. Brian, you are the general manager of the communications division for United Radio.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about United Radio. I mean, a lot of us remember United Radio as that little small place on Erie Boulevard, but we could take our VCRs to get them fixed. But
right. And we still run into a lot of people that remember those days when the whole company was at 2949 Erie Boulevard East.
Wow. Is that where you started?
That's where I started.
Okay, cool.
In 1987. Company was founded in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 100-year anniversary is just around the corner.
Wow, that's exciting.
So United Radio repairs, remanufactures all kinds of electronics equipment, whether it's wireless communications equipment, drones, consumer electronics, automotive electronics. And when we talk about automotive electronics, it's all of the instrument clusters and navigation,
wow,
entertainment systems.
Wow.
Anything in the cars today.
Okay.
We are remanufacturing that so it looks as new, or sometimes
better than new.
Certainly works better than new.
Okay.
So this is, we're very proud to be able to provide that top level, highest value service to our customers.
That's outstanding. So tell me a little bit about, you know, you talk about its leadership. What do you appreciate? And now, you know, I know I sent you questions and you're looking at your listening date. Those questions are on the list. So this is what it's like to be interviewed by me. Just ask, you know, Arnie and Bill Allen, who I interviewed last summer at the annual dinner. But so I go off script a lot.
Yeah.
So you talked about leadership. Let's talk about the leadership at United Radio. Let's start with Arnie.
Yeah.
Arnie Rubenstein.
Yeah. So as you noticed, you know, I'm not going to be able to use any of my notes here in real life.
We'll get back to my promise.
And the good news is it's very easy to give you feedback about you know, the leadership at United Radio. Phil and Mara are the owners.
Yep.
And, of course, you know Arnie Rubenstein.
I do.
He's on the McNee Wall of Fame.
Yes, he is.
There are no greater proponents of leadership development and the value of leadership than Phil and Mara and Arnie.
Wow, that is great. So Mara is Phil's sister.
Yes.
So they are a son and daughter of Arnie. And I love how you said there are no greater proponents of leadership and leadership development as those two, or three rather, which kind of leads us into how you and I met. So Phil called me a couple years ago, I think. It might have been just maybe you were an interim GM or something at the time, and said, would you be willing to work with Brian? And I said, absolutely. So let's talk about executive coaching.
Yes.
So if I were to ask you, if I was somebody off the street and I said, why or what's it like? What kind of answers? So we've been working together about 18 months. So why do it?
I would draw a parallel between the executive coaching process and that of athletic coaching.
Okay. Explain. Talk to me about that.
So first, as the person being coached, before we get it go any further, I need to show up wanting to better myself. Mm. It's not going to work.
Okay.
If I show up and, you know, I think it's a bad idea and my mind is closed.
Okay.
So that's going to be key before we go any further.
So would you say a prerequisite for somebody to have a successful coaching experience would be they have to come wanting to get better?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is a key.
Okay.
Dave, you know, we see athletes seeking the best coaches to help develop their physical and mental performance to the highest levels.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a reason for that. A lot of athletes have this raw talent.
Yeah.
We all have some kind of raw talent. And it's recognized in the sports industry.
Okay.
The value of the coach to develop that talent. And it's really the same with executive coaching, right? If you want to serve your team and your organization to the, you know, to be world class, you need a coach that will help you get there. It's no different than an athlete,
okay,
in my opinion.
So I've heard this often said about athletes, you know, they're just born athletes. Or there are some people that say they're just born leaders. So what does the coach do? Let's use the athletic example right now, which in full disclosure to any of our listeners, I'm not athletic. I played in the band. So the only sport that I could ever do was water skiing until I got too old and my hip wouldn't hold together anymore. and downhill skiing, which I still do. So I do ski, but other than that, I played in the band. So I really can't speak from a standpoint of what it's like to be an athlete that's coached. But what would you say to somebody who says, well, you're either a born leader, a born athlete, or not? How would you answer that? What does the coach do for that athlete?
Yeah, so again, if we look at sports, we see the athletes place a high value on the coaching. They're always going after the best coaches.
Okay.
They recognize that it's not always about, you know, trying harder. It often can be about the technique.
Very good.
You can benefit from learning from new techniques to accomplish your goals.
Sure.
And it's not always harder. I don't know how many times you and I have talked and you have provided a simple answer, a suggestion on the topic that we're talking about that's very simple, but I could not necessarily come up with talking to myself.
Okay, so great. I love how you put that. So thinking back to the process of, you know, again, you and I have met for like a year and a half now. You talked about you couldn't have come up with this talking to yourself. So do you find me giving you answers or asking you questions?
So it's definitely in leadership. Mm-hmm. It's about asking questions.
Okay.
And if you're not learning enough by asking those questions, we can ask different questions, and we can also ask questions differently.
Exactly.
So you are not providing the solutions. You are coaching to help me be able to arrive at great solutions.
Exactly. And, you know, for whatever reason, your mic keeps sliding down, so I'm going to adjust it quick. We can blame this on technology here, so there we go. So I'm not giving you the answers. You have the answers, but you just don't know it. Because the answers are inside you, and so all I'm doing is I'm asking you, why? Tell me why. So, you know, and you are a great leader, and I've heard that from the ownership at United Radio has said that. I've had the privilege of talking to your direct reports, some of them, your peers, and I'm hearing from everybody that you're a great leader. And that's because you want to be a great leader. And because when you come to our sessions, you've got your session prep form all filled out. You come knowing what you want to talk about and knowing what you want me to help you think through. So let's look back at the 18 months. So does anything stick out in your mind of memorable sessions we had? Or is there one that stands out more than others? Or is there some principle that you discovered that might stand out more than others?
Yeah, I think overall, I would say it's very inspirational, motivating to be able to to go out there in the world and apply what you and I, you know, work on.
Okay.
And see the positive effect that that has.
Okay.
See how that helps other people grow and achieve their goals.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not about me.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what I love working with you, because you come in and I'll say, hey, this was awesome. You say, no, it's not about me. And you love to tell me the stories of your team members that have accomplished amazing things. You came in one week and you shared with me that there was an award that you were going to give people, and you took the team around. First they decided on who was going to get the award, and then you went to them together as a team and presented it. So tell our listeners what that was all about.
So we have a recognition program at United Radio, and that is one of my favorite things to participate in the mm-hmm. whole world. So whatever we, any employee can recognize another employee by filling out a card with different types of recognition, could be going above and beyond. And so I like to make a big deal when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get like a whole party of people and, you know, go walk down the hall and walk up to where the person is. And, you know, we have 5 or 10 people there. And,
sure.
And we present this card. And we read it and we talk about, hey, you were great and we appreciate mm-hmm. you because of this. One day, just outside the recognition program, we just did a quick survey amongst the leadership team,
mm-hmm.
and I asked a question. You know, who in this division would you say right now that we should recognize for their outstanding contribution? When you think about everybody in the division, who comes to mind? And
sure.
So this was a just a, you know, sealed vote.
Yep.
And we just put the ballots in a hat, and then we just tallied. And interestingly, you know, there was a clear winner.
Wow.
You know, 90% of the votes were for one person.
Wow, that's amazing.
And so we presented this person with this little miniature easel.
Yep.
That said, you know, we appreciate you or something
yep.
like that. It was just a small thing.
Sure.
But people appreciate being recognized.
Right.
And they deserve to be recognized. So let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that, you know, inside the framework of our recognition programs and spur of the moment.
Right. So we had one of those, when I was thinking back on our sessions, and in a minute I'm going to ask you to just share a little bit of how you prepare each month. But as you're thinking about that, I'll share this with our listeners. So there was one, I don't even remember exactly what the accomplishment was, but you came in and you said, we have to have a celebration here. And you asked me if I liked Lorna Doone cookies.
Yeah.
Which I do, as a matter of fact. I love the very simple, elegant taste of a Lorna Doone. And so it was just so funny that you came in so excited about an accomplishment that you wanted to celebrate. So that's one of the things, like, I love our sessions because I never know what's going to come up.
Yeah.
But at that point, it was a celebration. Do you remember what we were celebrating?
It is always a celebration like that.
Yeah.
As extravagant as that was with the shortbread cookies.
The shortbread cookies.
It's always going to be about how we were able to observe somebody growing.
Perfect. Thank you.
That's what it's always going to be about.
And let me say that again. It's always about how we've been able to observe somebody else growing.
Yes.
That's key for a leader. It's not about us. And that's what I love about you, Brian. You get it. It's not about you. It's about others and lifting them to a level that they haven't gone to. So that's awesome. So the Lorna Dunes were to celebrate the fact that through some coaching that you're giving to your staff, somebody achieved a great accomplishment. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And the celebration with you was because, of course, your contribution.
Well, I appreciate that.
And the cookies were great. Being able to make that happen.
Well, you know, I lead you on a path of discovery for things you already know, you just don't know it yet. Because those thoughts, those ideas are in your head. You've got these great values, you know, that you draw back on. And all I do is say, hey, have you thought about this? What about that? What might be causing this? Right. Tell me more, which is one of my favorite questions. Just tell me more.
Yeah, that is a great, that is a great question. Absolutely. And so, you know, another thing that Dave, you and I talk about when we are working together, I'm thinking, wow, how could anyone ever, you know, be as smart as Dave?
Well, and, I'll answer that in a minute here.
It's so, you know, we've talked about those kind of things before. And one of the things that we come back to, and I would like, you know, to share with everybody, mm-hmm. is that, you know, this is about being the best version of ourselves.
Exactly.
There's already a Dave Freund or other mentors mm-hmm. There's already those great mentors in the world.
Yep.
The world's not looking for another. There's only room for one David Freund.
But thank God there's only one.
I don't know if the world could handle another one.
Right.
My point is that let's strive to be the best version of ourselves.
Exactly.
We don't have to be.
Exactly.
Else. The world's not looking for that.
We need to maximize the gifts we've been blessed with.
Absolutely.
You know, and so I want to address the fact about the quote unquote smart David Freund. I'm not smart. What I do focus on is being intentional about my growth every day. Trying to get better every day. Reading, you know, we've talked about this, you and I, you know, where I read a book a month. Where I've got my mentors, my coaches that speak into my life. I was just in Orlando a few weeks back, you know, at a John Maxwell event because I love the way John speaks into my life. And I love the fact that even if you can't get to him in person, people can get the minute with Maxwell. They can read his books. And by exposing yourself to thought leaders, you come up with new ideas. And the neat part about a coach is, you know, and anyone who's committed to helping people grow and learning how to ask the right kind of questions can be a good coach. Because, you know, you think I'm smart, but the ideas aren't mine, they're yours. I'm just asking you the questions to bring them out. So that the coach is really the person that's speaking less and listening more. So how do you prepare each month? What makes you decide we're going to talk about that?
Okay, so this is, again, a very easy question. It's easier than a lot of people might think.
Right.
So if you're thinking about, you know, getting together and with an executive coach and you're kind of concerned about, you know, what am I going to talk about? Believe me, there's no shortages. You know, we all know there's no shortage of challenges that we face every day. So I just pick one or two key challenges to talk about each month. Could be something I've been working on for a while.
Right.
Or it could be something that important that popped up yesterday. Mm-hmm. That will be a great example of something that we can talk about and, you know, determine an action item.
Sure.
Different way to approach it, to be successful.
Exactly.
So it's not difficult for me to come up with mm-hmm. topics, you know. right. in a business every day.
Exactly.
Unlimited opportunities.
And so I give you a session prep form that gives you questions. You know, what is it you want to talk about? What have you accomplished in the last, since our last session? Right. What do you want to be held accountable for? Yes. So let's talk real briefly about this accountability piece. How has the fact that you've committed to doing something to me affected your dedication to get it done?
So that's a great point. Just at first, just taking the time to look at that form, mm-hmm. it makes you think
exactly
about where you are.
Right.
Hey, what's really important? And as simple as that is, a lot of times, you know, we're just coming in and we're drinking out of the fire hydrant every day.
Right.
And oftentimes we don't stop to ask ourselves, you know, where are we? What's the important things? So just the process of going through that, filling out that preparation form is very important. And it does remind you, it's another great opportunity to appreciate the value of accountability.
Right.
And I feel like I need to be my own critic. I'm accountable to myself.
Sure.
And that's a very, I like to think that's a high bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so accountability is a big part of us growing.
Exactly.
And learning. And again, it all starts with us wanting to get
right.
better.
Right.
We have to want it.
You have to want it. Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting. One of the things that that I was holding you accountable for was taking time off.
Yes.
And because you have a lot of vacation, but you're so dedicated, you weren't taking it. And I remember something that you discovered when after a time off or something, when you came back and you said to me, you know what? If I don't take time off, I'm not allowing my people to grow. Or something along those lines.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just thought that was so profound.
Right.
So all these leaders that think that they're doing a great job because they're there every day. Right. No, you're stifling your team's growth.
Exactly. You know, and our teams, our people, they need a vacation from us.
Oh, I love that. They need a vacation
absolutely.
From us.
And as you mentioned, they need that opportunity to shine.
Right.
If you're there every day and let's say you need to, you know, you might be someone that's really in there mm-hmm. and, you know, you're like
super engaged.
Yeah. Right. So that's not giving your team really great opportunity to really grow.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. See, and so for our listeners, isn't this amazing? The things we just learned from Brian. So people say to me, why do you do this executive coaching stuff? Because I learn things from every person that comes into my office. And Brian, you know, more than once you've said something and I've written that down and said, oh, can I use that quote? You know, and I give
I thought
credit.
You were just flattering me.
No.
That's for real?
That's for real.
Okay.
If you read some of my weekly emails, you're going to find some of Brian Butler's quotes. Let's just quickly, before we close, one of the things that I do as part of my coaching is a 360.
Yes.
Where I went and I met with your peers, your bosses, your direct reports. What was that like?
So for me, it was very valuable. It was very useful. And I think what people are going to find if they participate in the 360, which I highly recommend, is that you are going to learn some things that you never would have otherwise. People that you work with every day, they are going to provide feedback that is just so useful and you've never heard it before.
Love it.
And it's a great opportunity for you to get better. I was just speaking with Mark Fuller, our CFO, this morning.
Yes, yep.
And he talked about when you give people feedback, how important it is for them to actualize that and do something.
Yes.
Do something with it. Because if you don't, those people will stop giving you feedback.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, we were just talking about this morning. And again, you have to show up, you know, put your ego away. You have to listen to the feedback that your team gives you. And you have to just appreciate that and act on it.
Exactly.
Because that's the reality.
Yeah. And when you do, you set up. So what I really love about the 360 concept is we're doing a 360 because we want to get feedback from those that surround us in our organization. The first challenge that's my challenge is get them to open up, which almost all the time works really well. The next challenge is the person that we did the 360 on. Are they, like you just said, going to act on the feedback they got? And once you do, you set up this reciprocal feedback loop where they're going to continue to help you get better. And the thing that a lot of us miss is, as leaders, is it's our team that helps us get better. If we're willing to let them speak into our life, they'll help us grow. And then we become the best leaders we possibly can. As you said, the best version of you, which is what everybody should strive for.
Absolutely.
Well, Brian, thank you for taking so much time out of your busy day to come and talk about coaching. Any final closing thoughts?
So first, it's my pleasure. It's an honor. It really is.
Thank
you. You would invite me in.
Oh.
And you know that, you know, for me, MACNE is like, I'm like a kid in a candy store.
You are. You come so excited every time.
Right, because the whole organization is about, you know, not only helping the manufacturing industry grow and be sustainable. That means there's a high value placed on leadership.
Yeah.
And the training here, so when I talk about a candy store, that's all of the training opportunities.
Sure.
And it's just like all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
So I would just want to thank you and the entire organization for what you do for us here in the community. Finally, if you'll indulge me, I just want to recognize the entire team at United Radio.
Absolutely.
For striving to provide world-class service to all of our internal and external customers every day. So, you know, our internal customers are our employees. External customers are everybody else. They're not only customers that pay us, but they're our vendors.
Right, right.
They're the people that come in and you know, change out our carpets or vacuum our floor. It's everybody. Everybody contributes to the mission to be successful.
That's awesome.
It's everybody. And I'm honored to be a part of our great team. So,
well,
thank you.
You represented exceptionally well. And if somebody wanted to find out more about United Radio, just how do they do that?
So we're at, website is unitedradio.com.
Perfect. That's easy.
And so that's one way. We're also on Facebook and,
okay,
and LinkedIn.
Great.
Also, but, and again, though, you know, we're all about customer service. Pick up that phone and just give us a call and, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to provide solutions to our customers' mission.
Okay. Great.
So we want to talk to you.
Perfect. So you wouldn't be opposed to me putting a link to you in our podcast description?
I would welcome that.
Okay, great. So with that, I'm Dave Freund, and this was The Next Page.